Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door, friends and neighbors.
Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
I've made up my mind. From now on, I'm going to pay myself first, every month.
Yes, dear.
You see, I'm going to become an old mutual profit maker.
That's nice, dear.
Now, I reckon this old mutual profit maker plan is just the thing for us. We can expect a decent profit, and we'll get security, tax saving, and much more.
Yes, dear. Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
Craftsmanship is mastership. The creative art of the old masters finds its counterpart in the exacting skill devoted to the making of Rembrandt van Rijn, the masterpiece in cigarettes.
With me bow tie.
I'm surprised you haven't worked out how to do it yourself yet.
I can't understand these things. It says on the packet how to tie a bow. Take end A and loop over end B. Push end B through loop. Fold end A back, pass through and under end B. Take end B and pull. I've done it 12 times.
Well,
every time I pull it, it comes undone again. I'm fed up with it.
Well, I find it easy enough.
Well, I don't. It's doing it in front of a mirror that confuses me. I mean, when you think your hands are going forwards and left, they're going backwards and right. Oh, they're daft, idiotic things, mirrors. Why can't they reflect things properly?
Well, why don't you try it without the mirror?
Yeah, I have tried it without the mirror. One side of the bow I couldn't see, and the other side was hanging in my top pocket. But the second time, it was perfect. I got it just right. A nice size, lovely shape, not too tight round the neck, no creases, a perfect bow.
And what happened to it?
Well, I didn't have my collar on. I tried to slip the collar on underneath it and sort of work it down, but it came undone again.
Oh, well, Gerald never has any trouble trying his bow tie.
You know, that's something I don't understand at all. I've known him have trouble putting his trousers on.
The thing is, Harry, you get used to tying a bow tie when you get dressed up and go out as much as Phyllis and I do.
Hang on. Here, let's have a look. You rotten cheek, that's a clip-on tie.
Well, it looks good, though, doesn't it?
It's a coward's way out, that's what it is. It's not British. I don't hold with that sort of thing. It goes against the whole principle of dressing up. Makes the whole thing a mockery. And it's very non-you. It's only like wearing the front of a shirt. Here, pass me the jacket.
This one?
Yeah, the one with the phone-in shirt cuff hanging down. Now, how do I do this tie? Oh, I hate dressing up.
Hello,
Thelma.
Oh,
stone me, Thelma. What's that?
Well, this is my new evening dress.
Blimey, girl, all you need is a bald head and you'd look like Friar Tuck.
Harry Duff, if you want me to come...
Oh, come off it, Thel. Just a bit of fun. What's that rope thing doing around the middle?
That rope happens to be a sack. This is a design of my own creation based on what used to be called the sack.
Yeah, you didn't have to make it out of one, though, did you?
I think you're being very rude, Harry. Thelma looks very nice. And you're not exactly the Duke of Edinburgh, are you, with a dinner suit like that? The lapels aren't meant to curl over at the top, are they?
These are silk plate, Phyllis.
So is the seat of your trousers by the look of it.
Oh,
and look at the width of those trouser bottoms. Oh, Charleston, Charleston. Da, 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 da.
Wide trousers are coming back into fashion.
Why? You can't even see your feet.
Yeah, but I like it this way. I can wear me comfortable brown boots and no one notices.
Yeah. Well, just as long as you keep them tucked up under your seat in the theatre.
Theatre? Mm. We're not going to a theatre.
But you said you were taking us to a first night.
I am. At the Wimbledon Bar.
The women?
No, wrestling.
Wrestling? You mean I got myself dressed up like this to go watch wrestling? Oh, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I thought it'd be a nice surprise. It's Vic Willis's first promotion, and we've got free tickets.
Oh, that's nice. When does it start?
7:30. I've got the programme here, look. Vic Willis presents All-Star Wrestling at the Wimbledon Bar. First punch-up, 7:30. Oh, he's a good showman, his old Vic.
Ah, wrestling. You can see it any time on the telly.
Yeah, but not like this. Look at the stars he's got tonight. Barry the Strangler versus Pete the Python. Murray the Maniac versus Lumberjack Jim. Abdul the Fiendish Turk versus Crusher Wilson. Horrible Jones versus the Hooded Terror. Oh, what a build. There's never been such a collection of stars on one program before. Oh, there'll be some heads caved in up there tonight.
Yeah, right. Well, I think it's disgusting.
Oh, blimey, here we go.
It's degrading for human beings to maul each other about like that. I think blood sports ought to be banned.
Well, I wouldn't call it a blood sport, Thelma. Well, not much anyway. A little splash here and there, perhaps, but that's all in the fun.
Yes, they're all good, clean-limbed, strapping young lads.
Ah, yes, of course. Morrie the Maniac, Crusher Wilson, Harry the Strangler, the cream of British foils.
Look, you don't have to go.
No, it's all right. I won't spoil your night.
No, I mean, I don't want to force you.
No, I told you I won't go.
I don't want you to feel that you're being pushed into it.
Harry!
I mean, to say, if you don't really like
it. Hey!
Yes, Del?
I'm going, so belt up.
That's good. That's good, Del. I'm glad you decided to come. Here, now help me tie my tie.
I don't know why you can't do it. It's quite simple. You give it to me. Now, look. Right over left, yeah. Left over right. Mm. Fold it back through here and pull it tight. There.
Marvellous. A perfect day. And it looks very good on you, Thelma. Blimey, look at the time. Come on, we're going to be late.
Hello, Harry. Come on in.
Hello, Vic, mate. How are you?
You're just in time to hear me pre-fight greeting. Now, listen, you lot. This is our first night in Wilmington, so you've got to make it good.
Yes.
They have plenty of groaning, and when you scream in agony, let them hear you. Hey, Moller, out of throat.
Terrible.
Right, then, you'd better win tonight and let him do the screaming. Crusher, you're fighting Abdul the Turk. Don't forget, he wins tonight.
Oh, no, Vic.
Oh, you can win at West Ham tomorrow night. And don't forget, when the referee holds up Abdul's hand, you grab hold of the referee's hair, swing him round your head and chuck him out into the audience.
What side?
Don't matter which side.
Now, hold on. We're in Row B, east side. You sling him out on the other side. If he lands on me, there's going to be trouble.
Now, you all know what we've got to do, sir. Any questions?
Yeah. When he's sitting on me back trying to twist me head off, do I yell then, or wait till after I've hit him with a stool?
Oh, strangler. I've been through that routine with you a dozen times. Oh. You bite his leg, he jumps and you know. I'll throw the stool into the ring, you hit him over the head with it, and he kicks you in the stomach.
Oh. I don't yell then.
No, you collapse on the floor, writhing in agony, and he comes over and tries to break your leg.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. It's just as well to make sure, though. He's nice to be wearing perfect, or you might get hurt, eh?
There, that's a good boy. And don't forget, when the referee finds the lump of iron in your shoe, protest to the crowd, then hit him with it. Wait till he turns his back on you, though, because that's when I told him to expect it. Right now, get out there and remember the golden rule. When in doubt, groan. Good luck.
Vic, this is my brother-in-law, Gerald Loader.
How are you, Gerald?
Yeah, hello.
How's the booking going?
Oh, just right. Reckon I'll clean up 500 knickers tonight. But what do the wrestlers get out of it? Well, they do all right, don't you worry. They get 30 bob a night plus breakages. Breakages? Yeah, breakages. A nicker a leg, 10 bob an arm, a dollar a tooth, collarbones, 10 and 5 pence, bruises, 3 pence a square inch. I reckon a good night they can get carried home with 3 quid in their pocket.
Carried home? Oh, they do get hurt properly sometimes, then.
Certainly.
You have to allow for the human element. They sometimes lose their temper and turn quite nasty. Yeah, I thought you were bringing your wife.
Yeah, we did. They're sitting waiting for us. 18 every minute of it, I expect.
His hair doesn't mean anything. Crusher Wilson's got less hair than you, Grinner. Oh, but look at his muscles. Oh, his whole body's shining.
Oh, what? He's greased himself, that's why. Oh, it's unfair. Abdul can't get hold of him. Oh, he'll have to get in close and then rub all the grease off with his hair.
Yeah. Here! Foul! Foul!
No! No! I didn't see any foul. Of course there was.
That turf of yours got Crusher's nose in his mouth.
Good job he hasn't got any chin.
Come on, Crusher, get your own back. That's it. Stick your thumb in his eye. Oh, see, that's silly.
We can all see perfectly well, madam. We don't need a running commentary.
Here, do you want my thumb in your eye?
Steady on.
Well, just you watch it, then. Just watch it. Come on, Crusher, get in! Come on, Abdul! Murder him! That's it, Crusher! Slam his head against the post! Oh, beautiful, beautiful! Oh, you got no trouble, Billy!
Oh. Yes, I have! Abdul, come to the game! Look! Jump on him now, Abdul! Jump on him! Oh, it's like the ballet, you see!
Oh, blimey, yes, I can just see Robert Altman kicking Margot Fontaine in the face.
Oh, your Crusher is showing a lot of bad temper, Selma. Something's got up his nose.
Yeah, you're right. I think it was your Turk's cow. Kill him, Crusher! He got his head! Ah, go on, ram your beer in his ear hole!
Roads are hard on your tire. So, General Tire have developed the Alive Tire, the new R280 radio with safety studs. 400 solid little wedges of rubber between the treads keep the treads open and steady. And because they help prevent fidget on the tread, they help slow down wear, giving you extra mileage. Drive the Alive Tire, the R280 radio with safety studs, only from General Tire.
This is the year of the Smirnoff get-together, when friends drop by to enjoy the pleasure of good company. And when you want to please all of your guests all of the time, you serve pure, clean Smirnoff vodka. Smirnoff's the one that mixes with almost anything that pours to please an endless variety of tastes. All you need is a bottle of Smirnoff and a little imagination. So get your favorite people together soon and keep good company with Smirnoff.
Well, Thelma, I must say that was a most unedifying spectacle last night.
I agree, Thelma. My own sister behaving like that.
Well, I'm sorry, Phyllis. I just lost control of myself. You know, something just seemed to come over me.
You brought shame on your own sex, Thelma.
Phyllis is right, Thelma. I certainly didn't expect to see you putting on an exhibition like
well,
that.
Well, you can't say I'm sorry. I just got carried away.
Oh, what a humiliating experience. Everybody knew I was with you. I didn't know where to put my face. My sister acting like an uncouth...
Will you be different to me? How many more times do I have to tell you that...
Right. Thelma, you're going to fight Murray the Maniac on Wednesday night.
Thelma!
Well, it was just a little idea we had. I mean, you'll be all right. It'll be a pushover. Look, there's no use wasting your obvious talent. And we can make some loot out of this. We're on 25% of the gate.
Since when?
I signed the contract half an hour ago.
How did you? Well, I didn't.
But it makes no difference. I'm your manager. I signed for you. Come on, I've got the barbells outside, so get lifting. We've got to get you into tip-top condition, ready for the weigh-in.
Harry, I'm sorry, but I must lodge my protest. I do not think it's right for a woman to get into a wrestling ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you mind keeping your ethics to yourself? Now, Fix says she'll be the biggest draw he's ever had. He's billing her as Thelma the Terrible, the female man-eater. She'll be the only woman wrestler in captivity. What a sensation. They'll flock for miles.
Hey, Duff, I'm not going to wrestle anybody. I don't know how.
Oh, come off it, Sal. You've thrown a few Indian death locks on me in your time. Anyway, nothing to it.
Oh, no. Only the chance of finishing up in hospital.
Thelma, would I send you into a ring if I thought there was any chance of you getting hurt?
Yes.
What kind of a bounder do you think I am?
Give me half an hour and I'll tell you.
You forget that I was a public schoolboy. I have an inherent sense of fair play. Besides, even if you do get clobbered, you'll soon get over it. I mean, with bruises and crookings a square inch, you should worry.
Thelma, you're not going to let him talk you into doing this, are you?
Oh, well, I don't know, Phyllis. You know, when I think about it, it does have a certain attraction. Mm. I mean, just think of all those lovely big men I'll be able to put my arms around.
Yeah, you can practice on Gerald.
Eh?
Yeah, you see, you've got to have someone to work out with. Don't be too rough with him, Sal. I mean, just concentrate on throwing him round the room to begin with.
I don't want to be thrown round the room.
And we'll get on to the head wrestling later.
I don't want to have my head twisted either.
Now, look, don't start being difficult, Gerald. Thelma's got to have a lot of practice. Murray the Maniac's a killer. He's already got 3 notches on his head. If we play our cards right, we've got a champion here.
Hello? Oh, just a minute. It's for you, Harry. It's the press.
Oh, all right. Hello? Yeah, she's in training now. Yeah, stronger than all. You can quote me as saying, we ain't scared of nothing. The bigger they come, the better we like it. And as soon as we've done Murray the Maniac, we're going after the best. Yes, I'm confident my girl will bring the heavyweight wrestling championship of the world back to Britain.
This looks like being the biggest promotion of my career. As it, champ, eh?
Oh, I'll be all right when I've had a rub down.
That's it, Gil. There isn't a seat in the place. A woman challenger, what a gimmick. Henry Cooper's outside looking at his wife a bit funny. I think he's thinking about putting her in against Joe Buckner.
Yeah, how's Murray the Maniac?
Oh, he's dead worried. He don't know quite how to go about it. Because he's a gent, really, and he's always been taught to be polite to women. So don't forget, when he bends down to kiss your hand...
I'll bring me knee up under his chin.
Ah, oh, you've got it! Ah, oh, you're a born fighter. I don't think we've got anything to worry about. You'll make mincemeat out of him.
Yeah, well, come on, that's enough talk. I don't want my jaw to get excited.
You know, of course, if this is an important fight, I haven't been able to fix anything. You'll be on your own once you're in the ring.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'll murder him.
Good luck, Thelma. And remember what you learned from your experiments with me.
Yeah, all right, Harry. How's your leg feel?
It's fine, and the doctor says it will be out of plaster next week. They're keeping the bandages round me head, but I'll be able to watch the fight through the slits.
Well, Cat, are we ready then?
Yeah, just a minute. I'll just finish this last row.
Thelma, put that knitting down and get in the ring.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Albert Hall, where we are just about to witness a heavyweight wrestling contest, first of three falls, between Molly the Maniac and the new wrestling sensation, Thelma the Terrible. This is the first time a woman has ever stepped into a wrestling ring for a championship fight. And here come the contestants now. My goodness, she's as strong as an ox, this girl. She grabs hold of the ropes to help herself into the ring, and there'll be a slight delay while they replace the broken ropes. Now, in the opinion of most observers, this bout is a mere formality. The Amazon from Wimbledon is expected to finish Morrie the Maniac in two rounds as a prelude to the World Championship at Madison Square Gardens later this year, when her handlers predict she will massacre the reigning world champion. Here we go, they're in the center of the ring, shaking hands, and Morrie the Maniac lands in the first row. Incredible! A flick of the wrist and he took off like a rocket. She doesn't know her own strength, this girl. There will now be another slight pause while they lever Morrie out of a tip-up seat.
Hello, Jerry. Have you got your money on?
Yes, every penny. If Thelma wins tonight, I stand to make a fortune. I put the lock on her.
Don't worry, she'll carve them up. There's no one in the world can stand up to her when she starts moving. Look at those muscles rippling up and down her arm. I counted 10 of them, and I only get down to the elbow. I think we're all going to be rich after tonight, boys. Here we go.
And the bout is on. Straight away, the maniac starts running round the ring. I wonder what his tactics are that she's trying to make her dizzy. Now she's pounced on him. Oh, that poor man. This shouldn't be allowed.
I know just how he feels.
And now she's sitting on his chest and trying to see if his legs will bend under the back of his head. By George, they will. Oh, Mrs. Horrible, how much can a human body stand? She's got him in a vice-like grip. I think she's going to finish him off now. She's squeezing him and... Oh, what a pretty shade of blue he's got. But wait a minute. Wait a minute, what's happening now? He's got loose. Yes, she's put a scissors round her neck. She's not offering any resistance. This is a complete change round. The maniac's making a fantastic comeback. He's putting pressure on her now. Why doesn't she do something? She's giving in. Yes, she surrendered. Morrie the Maniac is the winner. This is a complete mystery. What happened in there?
I'm ruined. My life savings gone.
Cheer up, Jerry, mate. What's an 100 quid these days?
I get new pedals on my half of the tandem. I wonder what went wrong.
I don't know. I just can't get it out of her. She goes round in a daze, in a sort of state of euphonium.
Euphoria, Harry?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, she goes round in it.
Well, this wasn't a plan between you and Dick Willis, was it, Harry?
Hmm? You couldn't have fixed the fight, could you?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Jerry. Thelma always fights to win, and I've got the scars to prove it.
Hmm. Where's she gone to, anyway?
I don't know. She just went off by herself, dreaming like. Perhaps it was callous of me putting her in a wrestling ring. Perhaps I destroyed her dignity. But I'll make it up to her, though.
Good for you, Harry.
Yeah. I'll never ask her to do anything like that again. When she... I mean, if she comes back, I'll try to put things right for her. I'll be kind of... Oh.
Hello.
Thelma, where are the perishing blue daisies you think you've been? Not content with making a laughing stock out of me at the Albert Hall.
And losing me my £100.
Yeah, not content with that. You've got to start acting like Greta Garbo. Come on, where you been?
I've been out getting my hair done.
This is our hair done. And you know, we've been sitting waiting, wondering what happened to you.
Oh, Harry, were you worried?
Wondering what happened to you in the ring.
Yes, you could have made mincemeat out of Morrie the Maniac, Thelma. Why didn't you?
Yes, Thelma, why? Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
I could have beaten him easy. But while I was sitting on his big hairy chest, he looked up into the eyes and said, "Tell me, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. Will you marry me?" Well, of course, I couldn't beat him after that.
Oh, how romantic.
Did you say yes?
How could she say yes? She's married to me.
What did you say, Thelma?
Now, well, what could I say? I said, "Sorry, Morrie, I can't marry you." Yes.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it? I mean, what do you mean, yes?
Oh, well, it all depends, doesn't it? Oh, I think I'll have a little rest. Put that stool under his feet, will you, Harry?
Yes, all right, Thelma.
And cook the dinner, will you?
Certainly,
yeah, and you can make the bed.
Oh, yes. Of course, Thelma.
And do all the ironing, won't you?
Don't me. I've created a monster.
Harry!
Yes, Thelma. Right away, Thelma.
Yeah, and I think this place ought to be done out, you know.
Yes.
I think you'd better scrub it all from top to bottom.
All right, dear.
It's a nice day, isn't it? I think I'll sit in the garden.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, you can carry me out there.
All right,
you
know. Thelma.
And you might clean my shoes while you're about
yes,
it.
Yes, Thelma.
And there'll be some mending that needs doing. And the boy
all
needs
right, Thelma.
Yes,
Thelma.
Brings you freedom on four wheels with the Fiat 128, your great escape car. Dynamic, exciting, for people who know what the sheer pleasure of driving is all about. Fiat 128 gives you the urge to be on the move. Roll back the horizon, go fun hunting. Fiat 128 opens your life to adventure. Fiat 128's a breeze, the greatest motoring value today.
Tell now, please.
Full mold, please.
Tell now, please.
Whether you say Pall Mall or Pall Mall, you get London's superb cigarette. Rothman's Pall Mall. Super fruiter, super flavor, super gold pack. Look for the red and blue ribbon of quality. Rothman's Pall Mall.
That was Kill Him, Thelma, featuring Valerie Miller Brown and Jim Williams as Thelma and Harry Duff, Julian Lomberg and David Horn as Phyllis and Gerald Lerner, assisted by Abby Kisson, Tom Mian and Frank Graham. The script, written originally for Hancock's Half Hour by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton, was adapted and produced by Tom Mian and directed by Brian Squire. Be with us next Monday at 9:30 for another close-up view of our friends and neighbors.